With around 100 bushfires still burning in New South Wales, thick smoke is continuing to blanket Australia's largest city. And one of the bushfires responsible is in a region that's home to an ancient species of tree once thought to be extinct, the Wollamai pine. That fire has been burning for weeks, as Thomas Ariti reports.
Well, I'm out in the centre of Sydney, and while it's a warm and sunny day, it's really far from pleasant. You know, the smell of smoke is quite overbearing, it's hazy, and basically this is not a day where you'd want to be spending too much time outdoors. In fact, some of the areas that are usually crowded with people are really quiet. And what would normally be a bright yellow sun has just been this dark orange, almost rust colour. Sydney's landmarks have been blanketed in smoke, and if you dare to hang your washing out, it'll probably end up smelling like charcoal. But while the smoke haze isn't new to Sydney, this time it's lasted literally for weeks, and the air quality here has been compared to highly polluted cities in other parts of the world. This is expected to continue for a number of days, according to the forecasts.
Unfortunately, Sydney is going to continue to experience a lot of smoke inundation, just like parts of the north coast have now for months.
Shane Fitzsimmons is the Commissioner of the New South Wales Rural Fire Service.
We've got large fires burning west of the Warragamba Dam area. It's putting a lot of smoke across the southern sides of Sydney and then circulating around into the Sydney Basin. We've also got these very large fires in the one north of Hawkesbury. It's up over 200,000 hectares in size.
That one's called the Gospers Mountain Fire. It's been burning for weeks. And when we get big fires like it, it's not just homes and human lives that authorities need to protect. The fire's been burning in the Wollamai National Park, the home of an extremely rare species of tree.
The Wollamai pine is an ancient relic.
Christopher Brack is an associate professor at the Fenner School of Environment and Society at the Australian National University.
It was thought to have disappeared off the entire continent. It was, at one stage, widespread all across Australia. And it was a real shock for people to find this one last little remnant in the Wollamai National Park.
That was in the 1990s, when a park ranger accidentally found it. And using cloned stock from the original trees, Wollamai pines are now being distributed elsewhere. But for Christopher Brack, that doesn't change the fact that the original site needs to be kept secret.
Keeping them in the wild actually means they're in with an associated environment that they're used to. So it's not just the Wollamai pine. It could be a whole range of other associated organisms, from fungus and bacteria right up to other plants and animals. If we keep the wild population, we have all that contained. When we take just a tree out and plant it in a botanical garden somewhere, it loses that connection to the rest of the environment.
The New South Wales Environment Department has told the ABC that the National Parks and Wildlife Service has measures in place to protect the Wollamai pines from fire, and they are okay. They've also survived fires in the past. Dr. Maurizio Rossetto is with the National Herbarium of New South Wales.
The population appears to have been submitted to fire before. The trunks are black and charred, so it really depends on the intensity of the fire and how it impacts the trees and the vegetation surrounding them.
And as the bushfire crisis continues, concerns remain about native wildlife in areas like the state's south coast. What's been called the Currawun Fire continues to burn between Batemans Bay and Ulladulla. Richard Woodman is from Wildlife Rescue South Coast.
We can't enter a fire zone without the fire commander's authority, for very good reason, because it's very unsafe. And of course, the problem afterwards is the wildlife that does survive, it'll leech its way out, possibly with burns to their feet. But if not, they're deprived of food, shelter and water.
About 100 fires are burning in New South Wales, while in Queensland, authorities in the Darling Downs community of Millmerran are working to determine the extent of property loss from a blaze there. Up to 30 crews will continue to battle the fire today.
Thomas Ariti reporting.